Good evening, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I'd like to welcome you. For those of you who are my inner circle, for those of you who try to make sure you're always attuned anytime that I'm speaking, I am so grateful, so appreciative, and so delighted for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who have been with me and we've shared life and love together. I am so grateful and so appreciative. So I've grown so much and am so, so very blessed to stand in this now moment of eternity. Anytime I come to the airways, I am coming specifically with the intention to exalt the reality of our collective presence as a global humanity, that we are all held in the reality of absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are all so absolutely and supremely blessed to have this opportunity to breathe with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts and every step that we take. We have been socialized to be in a place and space where we take ourselves for granted, where we think little of ourselves unless we have a lot of things or a lot of education, a lot of this, a lot of that. And the reality of it is that no matter how much we try to acquire, no matter how much we put ourselves in a position to seek this and seek that and whatever, you know, the world is really in a place where everybody needs to be in a position where we get more support in being in the light and the truth of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a day and time in which humanity and humankind and Mother Earth and Mother Nature and all of the creatures are really fighting for our rights to live. We should be exalting a full life's urge, but because of there being a world-conquering rampage to make sure that we are glib about having to die from something anyway, and we have so much support towards alcohol and tobacco and cigarettes and doing all kinds of things that undermine our cellular integrity, our optimum functioning, our capacity to really think, to really understand what the proper orientation in being upon the planet really is. And so I'm the one to remind us that there is absolute law that governs life. There's absolute law that governs existence. And we each are in this now moment of eternity as a blessing on behalf of the lineages that we represent, that we each are sharing a now moment that is requiring each of us, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of what hue of people we are, our religious training, our socioeconomic status, our education, or any of the things that we have, to come to a point and place where we value life itself. And we will respect life and the order of life and the right of all beings and all races and all nations to have the right to their lives. We are in a place and space where there are too many who are so far out of alignment that they will serve anybody's purposes for a dang one dollar. We are in a place and space where we need to understand that nobody can license you, certify you, degree you, educate you, or employ you to create a livelihood that works towards the detriment of anything or anybody and think that you really are prospering. We're in a now moment that we have to take a break to really have an assessment with ourselves about what it is we're truly living for, what really matters to us. If you have not already had to say goodbye to your parents because they have made transition from the planet, if you have all of your siblings and all of your loved ones and whatnot, and you have not had to say goodbye to anybody, then consider yourself blessed. If you have a family that is intact and that loves each other and supports each other, and there's no bickering and divisiveness. But most of our families are torn apart by some degree of whatever. It's like it doesn't even matter what it is. The bottom line is that our families should be striving for wholeness. We should be striving for that which brings forward our generational wealth. We are under a system of global oppression, and the intention is to make sure that we are divided within ourselves, putting ourselves in a position where we're no longer supporting our own lives. We're doing things on a daily basis that undermine ourselves. And now is the time for us to realize that you have more power now. You have more opportunity for education, more light, more wisdom, more truth, more of everything that has ever been needed, so that we are properly oriented and properly aligned with that which truly gives us the opportunity to be successful in our living. And the true parameters of success is that we are in absolute integrity with the light and the truth and the wisdom and the fulfillment of the law that is love, for that is the only way that we can truly know peace. You cannot get peace from warring. You cannot get peace from allowing people to intimidate you to the degree to which you don't stand up for yourself. Peace does not come as a result of you compromising who and what you are. Peace only comes when you have taken responsibility to understand the real power that love is. For love is the harmony of existence itself. Love is that which we all are responding and can respond to. Everything in existence. Existence responds to love, no matter what form of being it is. Even the plants, nature, everything responds to love. Love is the real power there is. And when we are in a place and space where we are consistently inebriating, intoxicating, filling ourselves with all manners of things that defile our bloodstream, that put us in a position where we are not whole, we're not exalting a full life's urge, that we're not really loving ourselves. And we need to be in a place and space where we understand what that looks like. Loving ourselves looks like we will nourish ourselves, that we are not consistently applying ourselves to doing things that undermine or risk our lives, that we're taking the time to make sure that we have more of what is really required in order for us to heal, to cleanse, to be purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light and the truth of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. I am the one who really wants you to really honor yourself and honor your lineages and honor the legacy of the lineages that you represent. We're in a culture that exalts men, the lives of men. We see statues of men everywhere. You know, we have great men that came from great women. You understand? Now, in other places in the world, they don't exalt Jesus. They exalt the Madonna and the baby. They exalt Mary and Jesus. They exalt the feminine. In addition to, you understand? And we're in a place and space where we have to get reoriented, because honoring any man is not the same thing as honoring that which beats your heart, honoring that which breathes you, honoring that which maintains and sustains you. We're in a place where the socialization puts us in a position where we get emotionally attached to the stories of people, and then we begin to exalt the characters of these stories, without even exalting the wombs and the women that we've come through, without exalting our parentage, our grandparentage, our great-grandparentage, our heritage. We are in a place and space where we need to exalt that which is the intelligence of our own being, that which you all refer to as God. Because that's what really is needed in our now moment. We have so many people that give lip service to God, but they support the violation and the annihilation of other beings and then feed off their body parts, their body fluids, their fetuses. They inebriate and intoxicate themselves. But then they go to church on Sunday and ask for forgiveness and scream and hoop and holler and whatnot as if they were really applying themselves to the intelligence of their being, which is the God that should be present in these vehicles, in these temples. We're in a now moment that requires us to get serious about our living, get serious about our loving, get serious about having a wholehearted intention to harmonize ourselves with the laws that govern our being. Because we have the responsibility to rise, to be in a place and space where we are not supporting that which need no longer be supported. If capitalism requires slavery, and capitalism does require slavery, then we cannot think that being a successful capitalist is really success in this life. We're in a vibration where we have to be strong enough to think a greater thought than that which has set the tone for warfare and starvation and homelessness and hopelessness and whatnot. And that is the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death through creating an economy that perpetuates non-food stuff, stuff that has no vitality, nothing that the body needs. It does not support life. And I refer to these products as being distributed, manufacturing, produced, and marketed and whatnot by those who comprise what I refer to as the corporate deities of death. And these are your soda companies, your fast food companies, your candy and sugar and cigarette and tobacco and alcohol and all of these things which have already proven themselves to be completely detrimental to those who consume it. And now we're in a place and space where we have more access to these things than we do to real food. And this should never be common. We were socialized from the time we were children to care to want to be out of alignment. They had candy cigarettes for us. You know, they had little sparkling drinks to make us think that we were drinking beer like our parents. We are in a place and space where we have to understand that those who market poison to children are out of alignment with duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages of people. Most of us are seeing our family members sick, ill, and diseased as a result of them consistently reaching for the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, alcohol, tobacco, sugary things, and all of this garbage. And now is our time to realize that you cannot reclaim your health. You cannot reverse sickness, illness, and disease by going to the hospitals, that which are the trauma centers, and just having surgical procedures done. And then you come out and do the same thing that got you there. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care to be corrected. Care to be in a place and space where it matters to us that we are exalting a full life's urge. We do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. That we are in a place where we are mature enough to understand duty, obligation, and responsibility, to understand how to perpetuate our healing for ourselves, our partners, our mates, our children, our grandchildren. Because we will never have anything greater than ourselves. People find out too late after their loved ones are making transition that all of the time that they spent away doing all of these things that they thought were so important was just that which kept them away. Kept them away from their family members. And so I'm here to remind you that we're in a now moment that requires us to care to be correct, care to be healed, care to be whole. We will never have anything greater than ourselves. I was driving down the highway and I was looking at, you know, all of the fancy cars and trucks and looking at how fast we could go and looking at the ones who were pulled over on the side with flat tires and, you know, steam up on their under their hoods and all of this, and realize that, you know, we spend so much time paying for and upkeeping our cars and our trucks and our motorcycles and whatnot that we invest more money and more energy keeping these vehicles running than these body temples that are the vehicles and vessels for our spirits. These temples are the spirit of the true and living God. And our duty, obligation, and responsibility in being here is to care to be in a place and space where you are in that harmony with the laws that govern life, that you are honoring your gifts. You will never have anything that is greater than who and what you already are, but naked. These people have hoodwinked and bamboozled you into thinking that you're nothing unless you have Jesus, unless you have education, unless you have money, unless you have all of these things. They go throughout the world where the people have lush greenery and waterfalls and all manners of medicines growing up as herbs and all manners of animals and ecological systems in order, and make these people think that they're impoverished because they don't have big, tall buildings and all this polished wood, metal, and stone, when everything these people worship, everything that they are bringing to the Wall Street and whatnot, the beginning of which were us as black people, as enslavement. All right, so I'm just saying is that everything comes from the earth. The metals, the gold, the oil, the water, everything comes from the earth. And you cannot possibly think that there is any wisdom where you go in and extract all of these things that you give a value to, that you hoard and put away and desecrate Mother Earth herself and poison the water and poison and kill the people, and think that you have the right to be continued in existence. You have the right to be discontinued in existence. You really have the right to die. And because you have those who think that, oh, well, death is their natural fate and destiny, why would you be following these people? But on the other hand, you want to talk about following Jesus. And those who believe on Jesus will have eternal life. But if you live a life exalting wickedness and sinfulness, and you love having the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, the alcohol, the tobacco, the flesh of dead animals and whatnot, permeating and penetrating you in every atom and every cell of your being till it's created so much blockage and obstruction, you can't breathe, your blood won't flow, you've got to have your limbs and stuff cut off and whatnot, and then you're going to talk about, well, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. It's not possible. It's a lie. And they got you all believing lies. That you can love death and love consuming dead things and think that you're not going to be dead at the end of it. It says, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth is that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And that absolute and supreme intelligence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is that which is the designer of these bodies. It is beyond man and mankind. It is greater than all of the religions put together. And it is always in a consistent state of expansion and growth. And the progression of it is our progression, that we should be progressing. We should not be degenerating. We should be really coming to a point and place where those of us who are living now, who are the beneficiaries of all of the light and the love and the thoughts and the scriptures and all of the truths and whatnot that other people have realized that they pass forward to us. And so we should be exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, putting ourselves in a vibration where we are completely healed and whole because we know what to do. But most of us have been in these bodies for 20, 30, 40 years and have no clue as to how we function. But you can put cars together. You know how to screw nuts and bolts together and do refrigeration and do all these things, but you don't have a clue about yourself. And that's a tragedy and a travesty, because that is the wickedness of a system that takes responsibility to educate us and then tell us that we have to have the flesh of dead animals and the pus and mucus of cows and all this carbs and all this protein and whatnot to be healthy. And so we follow everything that they say, and you're a mess. You are a mess. And so to be less of a mess You need to care. You need to care like you've never cared before, to be in a place where you are willing to do whatever it takes to get to the essence of the truth of yourself, the light of yourself, the beauty of yourself, the wealth of yourself. Because this is what lays foundation for every other thing. See, the laws are working all the time, so we can apply ourselves to accomplishing anything. But the reality is that everything becomes easier when we honor the gift that we've been given, which is in us. It is us. It is the physical body and the spiritual presence that is in this body, and the capacity for thinking and learning and contemplating and tapping the genetic inheritance that is charged in our DNA, and calling forth the strength and the power and the talents and the abilities and the greatness of the lineages that we represent. And I'm talking lineages. I'm not talking about just mama and daddy and grandmama and granddaddy, but I'm talking about 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 10 and 12 and 15 and 18 and 20 generations before and on before. These are our ancients. So when you all talk about, well, we were in Kemet and we were here and we were there, but you're going to give them lip service and all of that, but you're not going to apply yourself towards building on the legacy of which they have provided for us. But it's in us. And the nature of this garbage that they call food is that it distorts. It puts us on a DNA lockdown where we cannot tap the greatness that is already in us. And it's hard to be great when you are in a place and space where you're loving inebriation and intoxication. You know, it's very difficult. And I've seen that, you know, those who used to be vegetarian, they used to be clean, they used to have all this discipline, they used to, as soon as they started sugar popping and alcohol drinking and whatnot, then your discipline goes out the door. That's why they make sure that we have access to this stuff, where you think that you can't party unless you high. You can't celebrate unless you've got all this toxicity around you. I know my son, when he was a little boy, he used to be trying to figure out, well, why is it that he didn't have birthday cake and ice cream like everybody else? We have watermelon. So I'm just saying is that we have to set the precedent, and the sisterhood, womanhood, has to come to a point where we will accept our duty, obligation, and responsibility to do the damage control, to clean ourselves up, to renew ourselves, to rebirth ourselves, to put ourselves in a place and space where we are healing from these fibroids. We're healing from all of the residues that have come from all of our mistakes. We have to really forgive ourselves for our bad choices and begin to really be radiant in a full effort to walk in the true nature of what a woman is, which is absolute love. That which is healing, that which is nourishing, that which is wisdom. And the defilement of womanhood, the degradation of womanhood, is the illness of the world. And so I'm so very grateful and I'm so very thankful that the laws are always working. You get what you ask for. The issue is, do you have the courage and do you have the wisdom to ask for the fullness of yourself? Do you care to cast off all of the illusions of limitation, oppression, depression, sickness, illness, and disease, to accept the order that comes when you apply yourself to loving that which beats your heart and that which breathes you and that which is the order of existence, loving it with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. That's what we were told to do. And I guarantee you that whatever your issues are, whatever the dis-ease is, when you get support in remembering that you are already divine. We already dwell within the very presence of that reality that you all refer to as God, and it is life. But the fact that humanity and humankind desecrate, defile, murder, and kill over 10 billion of Mother Earth's creatures on an annual basis, most of which is wasted, and then the others of it is being used for food and other things, that this is part of the real tragic date with fate that's coming to humanity. That we have these creatures that are huge creatures traveling the waters of the earth. And the only thing that people can do is to get out there and slaughter them and kill them. And then lay their bodies up on ice and then ship them all over the place so people can eat the flesh of dead swordfish and dead tuna and dead this and dead that and dead the other. Why are you thinking that you can really live and be feeding off of the carcasses of dead beings? Because that's what you've been taught, and that's the lie. And those who taught that lie, that may be their appetite, but that's what makes them so wicked. And nobody asks, what makes these people so wicked? They're wicked because they love the kill. They're wicked because they love the spilling of blood. They love the carnage. They love the hunt. They love that. You could turn on the television anytime and see these people all up into the oceans, you know, just killing shark and killing this and killing that. In the woods, killing this, and in the jungles, killing this. And we were told not to kill. Because that which you kill, that which you do unto others is going to be done unto you. Because there is only one intelligence in existence. It is the eye that sees through all beings. And these beings, no matter how small or how large they are, they exalt a full life's urge. They do nothing to undermine themselves. They have the sense enough to know their food, excrete their waste, know their kind, perpetuate themselves, and exhibit all manners of fear or flight or fight when they sense that their lives are being threatened. And so it's time for us to get to the root of the issues in terms of how do we become a restored people? How do we cleanse ourselves, clear ourselves, forgive ourselves for our trespasses? But that's the work. That's the inner work that needs to be done. We do not, no one of us has to wait for the whole of us to become liberated before we walk in the light of liberation for ourselves. The masses of people cannot be liberated by legislation. The masses of people can only be liberated when each individual one decides and commits to living harmoniously with the law and thinking rightly, in that any situation and circumstance does not have to be their detriment. Any situation and circumstance can be the leverage, can be the inspiration, can be the motivation for you taking the time to get real still, to get real clear, and to lift your voice unto your Creator and ask for that which is needed. Ask for it. Apply yourself unto it. They have us outside of having the understanding to know that we don't need priests and popes and pastors to intercede for us. You've got to come to a point and place where you lift your own voice and you open your own heart and you do that which is truly in your own best interest in clearing, cleansing, purifying, and committing and consecrating your body, heart, mind, life, and soul to being whole, to being cleared and cleansed, so that you have the opportunity to be truly harmonized in the light of God, the truth of God, to be renewed as this point of the presence of God, to have the personal integrity, the cellular integrity, to be highly ethical, very moral, to be creative and dynamic, and setting the precedent for that which needs to happen so that our generations can be secured. We're in a now moment of eternity requires you to commit to that which is the process of salvation and deliverance from the wickedness and the degradation, the violation, the adulteration, all of those things that have us in a position where the hospitals are filled with all of those who have lost their way. If you really care, then care to be whole. You're in tune to Adama, your voice of resurrection.
Tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for you, and pray that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation to be ever more disciplined in the light of the truth of the all that you are, as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that it is our time to do everything that is ours to do in clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, so that we are completely revivified and stand as a resurrected people. In this now moment of eternity, it matters that we understand what the real issues are, and those issues have crystallized in our tissues in terms of our programming, and under the death culture and a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, to be in a place where we're all right with dying and we're all right with creating sickness, illness, and disease as our own reality. And I'm saying that we do not have to accept that as our reality, for we are already dwelling in the realm of eternity, and there is absolute law that governs existence. And as we are consciously taking time to realize that there is one real eye, one absolute eye, one cosmic eye that sees through the eyes of all beings directly, and that it is so wise and so intelligent, so supremely intelligent, that it would not undermine itself to exalt another part of itself. And our coming to a point in place where we are exercising our rights to be corrected after following those who have been wrong for so long, that we have to come to a point where we are respecting the divinity of existence itself, and knowing that we are all held in this absolute and supreme reality that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it did not intend for any of us to live our lives killing ourselves. We're in a now moment that requires us to care. Care to be the ones who set a new precedent for how we are laying foundation for the continuance of our lineages. Laying foundation for our right alignment with the purposes in existence, in being purposed in our own self-realization, self-actualization, and our harmonization with the laws of existence, so that we are completely attuned to the direct line of light that we have access to with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be able to live upon the planet under the auspices of our souls. And it matters that we care to do it, because being wrong does not benefit anyone. Being out of alignment with the laws of life, being in a place and space where we're creating sickness, illness, and disease, and then when we're in such despair and such pain and such depression and oppression and suppression and all of that, and then you run to those who are the profiteers, or so they would think, off of the degradation and the disease of us. And to understand that when we have been fed that which our bodies cannot utilize as food, consistently over time, that our bodies are filled with that which is just becoming waste in our systems. And this is what the excess weight is in our systems. And coming to a point in place where we are really willing to accept the divinity of our being by being in the image, being made in the image of God, being held by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is divine, divinely designed us, and divinely designed us to be functioning as points of its own absolute and supreme intelligence, so that we are these supreme beings that are living and loving and exalting life upon this planet. And that no matter what our race, creed, color, preferences, and whatnot are, we are all benefited when we are consciously caring to be whole, body, heart, mind, life, and to be harmonized under our souls. Divine existence and the divinity of existence is the absolute reality. Existence itself is absolutely divine. And our knowing that, and understanding that the sickness, the illness, and disease is not the will of God, and God did not put that on you, that it comes as a result of being out of alignment with that which is best for you. And when you're choosing consistently that which is not in your best interest, then wisdom would have you care enough to do that which is consistently in your best interest, to reverse the issues that you have been creating as a result of being under the auspices of a death culture, a culture of people that feel entitled to be killing, subjugating, dominating, violating, and coming to a point and place where they are having to take responsibility for the illness that is all over the world as a result of them being a sick and ill people, promoting and creating sickness, illness, disease, and death everywhere that they go. They have no rights to rule anybody until they can rule themselves in harmony with the laws that govern life. And those of us who would care to be realigned in the truth of who we are as the children of God, we have no duty, obligation, and responsibility to follow them. They are not government for those of us who are under the auspices of absolute law, light, wisdom, and truth. And all the activism in the world against the police brutality and all of that is not the same thing as accepting discipleship and being in a place where you care to be disciplined, where you care to be cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and made whole, so that you stand as a resurrected people. There is nothing that you can do that makes sense if you will not do that. And if you feel entitled to be killing yourself, then just get the hell on and stop acting as if you were loving your life when you were hating yourself. For the degrees of violation that you are in, we have to come to a point and place where we realize that there is no way that we can truly feel good when our blood bears the violation of violated beings. The inebriants, the intoxicants, the drugs, the pharmaceuticals, and all of that. We do not have to be in pain and suffering. We are creating that because we have not really committed ourselves to loving life and loving that which is the intelligence of existence with our whole bodies, hearts, minds, lives, and souls. That which we were told to do. And you cannot love the Creator with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul, and then feed off of violated beings and enjoy killing. And to come to a greater place and space in your mind, to come to a greater thought, then you have to create a clean bloodstream. because your spirit is charged upon the blood, and the condition of the blood is going to lay foundation for the quality of the thought. And when the blood has become sludge as a result of feeding off the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of dough and flour and pastries and all of the pancakes and the waffles and the oatmeals and the toast and the cheese and the pizzas and all of this garbage, you are literally dying. And it is not the path of life. And the path of life, when you accept that there is order and law in being and you care to be in it, and you care to be vital, you care to function in the reality of who you are as this point of this absolute and supreme being, which makes you absolutely and supremely intelligent, when you will exalt a full life's urge, when you come to that point and place where you care to do nothing to undermine yourselves, to be in a mindset where it matters to you to be counted and to have your names written in the book of life. Because the inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy will put you in a place where you could never be truly successful, because you were this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you were designed divinely to function as absolute and supreme intelligence, tapping the greatness of the lineages that you represent, for there is greatness in you. And where you don't care to be in the greatness, then nobody can give it to you. Nobody's effort can be really, really profiting you when you are a detriment to yourself. And there are those who are in pain and disdain and fear and all of this, and they keep running to those who have no light, running to those who have no love, running to those who will just continue to make your condition worse, because they are so pompous in their having been degreed, having been licensed and certified to be the practitioners of sickness, illness, and disease, learning how to manage your disease, but never applying themselves to doing that which will allow you to heal yourself. But it is not their duty, obligation, or responsibility to heal you. It is your duty and responsibility to do nothing to undermine yourself. And as a result of having created these issues, then you have to reach for Mother Earth and Mother Nature and that which is your own breath and that which beats your heart and breathes you, for that which is going to facilitate your healing. But you cannot be healed unless you are doing that which is necessary in order to be cleansed. And everybody knows how uncomfortable it is to be in a place where you've been working and working and working and exerting all this energy and sweating and whatnot, and you know when you stink, you know when you need to be bathed, and you will brush your teeth and you will bathe, but then you will put garbage back into your system consistently over time. Those who smoke cigarettes and tobacco and alcohol and whatnot, they will brush their teeth and they will bathe the outside of their body, but they consistently create filth as their inner reality. And this is what the flesh of dead animals does within us. And because it's common and because it's the thing to do as a result of how we've been miseducated to think that we have to eat protein, we have to have protein. Well, where are you going to get your protein? What? You die without your meat. This is stupidity. Stupidity on crack to make you think that you cannot live except you feed off of the flesh of a dead animal, like a dang-gone buzzard or vulture. Eating the flesh and the carcass of something that you did not even kill. And knowing that those beings that do kill, they will leave so much of that carcass there. They only eat so much of it. And then the buzzards and the vultures and the hyenas and all these other ones come. And so we're in a place and space where we have to really get right within ourselves to understand that the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning. And we are not doing that which is truly in our own best interest, because there are those whose business it is to be profiting. You understand? They say, well, everybody's got to eat, so let's control the food. Everybody's got to wipe their behind, so let's make toilet paper. Everybody wears shoes, so let's make shoes. I'm just saying is that there are those who are literally patterning their lives so that they are able to benefit from what people have to have or what people think they have to have. But what you have to have is breath and water. And the spark and the fire of life, which the sun provides us. And those ones who care to be rich materially so that they can have the nicest of everything, that nice is still by virtue of the talent, skills, and the abilities of other ones, those who are able to polish the wood, metal, and stone. We are so interdependent and so interconnected that each one of us, in the depths of our care, to exalt a full life's urge and caring to be cleared and cleansed and purified from being in a place and space where our body temples have been filled with the pus and the mucus and the toxicity and the antibiotics and the hormones and the pharmaceutical and the drugs and the alcohol and tobacco and all of these chemicals, that we can reverse these cancers that are already in effect, that we can get rid of all of the issues. Your body can be completely cleansed and purified, and you can walk in your wholeness as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. And this is the real way that we get leverage over a system that intends for us to be dying and to profit off of our death. And now we have to come to a point and place where we realize that being in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that fills all spaces, it's all pervasive, it's never absent, we are able to communicate with it with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. We do not need to go to those who have led us astray looking for our lost light. We do not necessarily need to study the past in order to know where we are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You do not have to know the future. You have to take responsibility for creating it. And as co-creators, utilizing the intelligence of existence to realize there is nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence. There is no lack of it anywhere. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. And we have been given the faculties with which to shape it, to form it, to be in a place and space where we can command it. But when you throw away the intelligence of your own being, when you anesthetize and inebriate and intoxicate yourself and support your own violation because you will not honor the fact that you were designed divinely and divinely designed, and that your body functions perfectly, and you are not willing to understand how to facilitate the perfection of yourself, that you will continue to exalt the lies that you have to be sinful. But then on the other side of it, they say, oh, well, Jesus died for our sins. And I'm saying, but why are you still sinful? And why would you want somebody to die for your sins and then you don't want to be right? To be in a place where you honor and glorify all of life? that we are taking responsibility to be the disciples of truth and the bearers of light and come to a point and place where we are learning because we are honoring the gifts that all of these ones have given us, those who have walked before us, those who gave so much of themselves and they did not make those sacrifices so that we can feel entitled to be killing ourselves and our children because you think it's fun. It is not. And thinking that you're treating your children with this sugar and this sodas and all of this artificial colors and artificial flavors, you are treating your children to pain and suffering, sickness, illness, and disease, and a premature and unnecessary and untimely death and demise. We have to grow up. We have to mature. We have to step off the path of adulteration to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we will stand as a resurrected people. That it matters to us that we will honor and glorify the lineages that we represent. That it matters to us that we care to walk in the integrity of who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, or otherwise being in the integrity of who we are as the children of God. And to understand that godliness is the right response to the wickedness and the divisiveness and the Satanism and the demonism and all of this stuff that has us in a place and space where our life has become pain and suffering and disdain, that we are living hellacious lives, although we are in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. It is our time to rise. It is our time to care. It is our time to come into the leadership in light, to master ourselves, to be in a place and space where we're all right with being right, and that we no longer feel as though we have to participate in a government that perpetuates and licenses and certifies and agrees our sickness, illness, disease, and death because it's profitable, when it really is not. Nobody benefits. And to have those ones now talking about the genocide against black people, then understand it's the genocide of all people. You cannot undermine one people and not undermine the whole of us directly. You are benefited by the labor of black people all over the world, regardless of what they call themselves. And to be under a global initiative that is genocide and depopulation is going to work towards the detriment of the entire global population. And to not be in a place and space where you can see it is the evidence of being in that place of what we refer to as evil or darkness. Because the light allows you to see the consequences of your choices. The light allows you to consciously vision the greater good, to be in a place where you are exalting that which is in the best interest of everything and everybody, for that's how the intelligence of existence works. And everything that lives, lives by virtue of the will of existence itself and adds to the harmony of the whole of existence itself. We are completely dependent upon those whose we have not even acknowledged exist for our existence. But then you will undermine yourself and undermine everybody else as a result of you not being who you are and giving of your gifts and radiating the love and the light and the wisdom and the truth that is yours to give and to do. we're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really step into the greatness of ourselves, to acknowledge it, to develop it, to cultivate it, to care, to be harmonized in it and with it. We cannot just call God when we're scared or call God when we are in the ecstasy and the bliss of orgasms and call God when we are under all these other things, but then we do not want to be godly. Integritous, highly ethical, highly moral, intently, intensely faith-filled, disciplined, orderly, obedient, servicing, forgiving, compassionate, merciful, creative, visionary, enthusiastic, optimistic, eager to serve the will of existence, to be held in the ever-embracing arms of the ever-present, to stand wholeheartedly towards the wholeness of all beings, to be in a place where it matters that we walk softly and do no harm, and we care, to be in the reverence, the regard, the respect, the love, the honor, the duty of that which is ours. As the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, there is no one and nobody that has been authorized by the will of existence to perpetuate sickness, illness, and disease as livelihood, as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. There are no ones that truly profit off the degradation and the demise of the people. That real prosperity is as a result of cultivating the wealth of oneself and aligning oneself with the divinity of existence and accepting the responsibility to be able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment towards one's own wholeness and the wholeness of everything and everybody. The light is the only sovereignty possible over the darkness and the chaos and the oblivion and the gloom. And the light allows us to be completely restored and realigned and reoriented in the truth of duty, obligation, and responsibility to be self-actualizing, self-realizing, and harmonizing with the laws of existence. To be in love with the intelligence of our own being and the intelligence of all being. To be radiating and caring. To be as the sun, consistently warming and blazing and nourishing and nurturing. To be as the earth, consistently moving, growing, expanding. And to know that when it comes time to leave here, we should be leaving as living beings and not as dead people. But it requires us to be completely cleared of the violations, the mistakes, the anger, the resentment, the frustration, the unforgiveness, so that our hearts, the altars of these temples, are able to be as light as feathers and we hold nothing except a complete joy and rejoicing for the blessedness in being and a full commitment to be the blessings that we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. and heraldess of the eternal.